Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. So much to talk about these days. It just seems like we don't have enough time in the given day, but we'll get through it, won't we? All right, here's the three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the global food crisis coming faster and with a vengeance. The president of Ukraine says it could be a lot more severe and last longer than anyone is telling you, except me, of course. It could be severe. It could be long. Number two, the monkeypox outbreak worldwide linked to a massive gay pride event, and the CDC now warning that the unprecedented spread of the virus is connected to gay and bisexual men, not solely, but there is a connection. And number three, the clock winding down on the Biden administration having any political clout or power in Washington, but the ticking is also a time bomb winding down. The economy is in ever worse shape, even as some members of the administration try to play it off and say it's not a concern. For millions of Americans, it's a huge concern. One they can't walk away from, but they might have to because they can't put gas in the car, so they might have to walk. There is that. From soaring prices at the pump to the blistering increases in the supermarket and everywhere else, Americans are hurting and Americans are angry, which is why Joe Biden is the least popular president at this point in his presidency in modern American history, maybe ever. Right? Maybe ever. There is no swell of support for Joe Biden on any front, on any topic. And I can assure you, if they come back and try to push this COVID idea, which they're now, you know, mandatory masking and so on and so forth, which I think has returned to Philadelphia schools, by the way, that'll be just another repulsive move by this government. Another repulsive move by this government. Parents so desperate in some places, they're literally waiting on the tarmac for planes to arrive with formula to feed their kids. There's another example of how this administration has let down the American people. It's bite number two. Listen to this.
It is a big panic because we just don't know. Because she has that dairy allergy, we can't just supplement with anything. And she can't tolerate Similac, so we only can buy that one brand and one type for her. Or she doesn't sleep and she's in excruciating pain. So it's a battle and it's a terrifying feeling to know that you can't find it.
Yeah. And Democrats are the ones that are now blaming Joe Biden for the failure to keep baby formula on the shelves. Yes, Democrats now pointing their finger at him. Why? Because they knew about this back in September. The plant closed in February, and everybody knew it. And what they do about it? Nothing at all. Bite five, listen to this.
How do we get to the point where the United States of America has to airlift baby formula from another country in order to feed its children?
I give everybody an F on the entire spectrum of this. Nobody focused on this like they needed to.
The White House said they'd been working on this for months and months, but it didn't appear that way.
The FDA dragged its feet. They knew in September. They knew in October through a whistleblower's report.
There was a lot of mistakes made here. FDA was too slow. There needed to be a greater sense of urgency.
And how we got to a place when we have babies crying in our country because they're hungry,
yeah,
and the shelves are bare.
What the heck happened? You know, this recall happened back in February, and nothing was done.
This can't be our country, where babies are at risk of dying.
Contrary to what we've heard, this didn't just sneak up on people. This has been many months in the making.
This is hardly the first time that there's this slow-rolling anticipated disaster happening exactly as forewarned.
You know, it's just another example of the failure of this administration when it comes to looking after the people. Now, looking forward to November, the Republicans have some targets that they would like to take out. Governor Whitmer, top among them. Republicans would like to see Governor Whitmer removed. Well, a big shakeup in Michigan, if you haven't heard. A giant shakeup in Michigan. The state recommending, the Michigan Bureau of Elections recommending that 5 of the 10 Republican candidates be disqualified, saying they don't have enough valid signatures for the petitions to make the ballot. Those candidates are former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, Perry Johnson, the quality guru, Michael Brown, Michael Markey, Donna Brandenburg, who was just on the program a few days ago. So that will leave Garrett Soldano, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, Tudor Dixon, and Ralph Rebrandt. Now, the Chief James Craig is going to join me here on the program in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about the situation with those signatures coming up in just a few minutes, and so we'll get to that with him. I believe we might have Tudor Dixon coming up at 8:45 as well, somebody who made the cut, if you will. But this is a complete shakeup of the race for governor in Michigan on the Republican side. It was the biggest field of Republican candidates since 1920. Well, that field has been cut in half. And how, this is baffling to me. It almost smells funny. How can half of your candidates not have enough signatures or not know they don't have enough signatures? You need 15,000 signatures and at least 100 from each congressional district to qualify for the primary. Candidates were allowed to submit up to 30,000 signatures. Gretchen Whitmer did. I think Tudor Dixon had 29,000 and change. But everybody else turned in what they thought was the appropriate number. But I'll remind you that Chief James Craig did try to turn in 4,600 signatures after the fact. Now, here are the numbers that we've been given. Tudor Dixon, 29,041 valid signatures, 199 invalid. Okay, no big deal. Perry Johnson, 13,800 valid signatures, 9,393 invalid signatures. So he's close, 1,200 signatures short of being where he needs to be, but short. James Craig in far worse position. James Craig, 10,192 valid signatures, 11,113 invalid. Michael Brown, 7,000 valid, almost 14,000 invalid. Michael Markey, 4,400 valid, 17,000 invalid. Donna Brandenburg, 6,600 valid, 11,000 invalid. Many of the faulty petitions came from the same 36 circulators. This is where it gets fishy to me. Who submitted an estimated 68,000. If it's the same circulators, who are they working for? Who are they working for? That's my question. We'll take a break. More of that coming up later in the program. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Two pitching prospects got promoted this past week, and both deserve watching. Garrett Hill got bumped up to Toledo because he dominated through seven starts at Erie. He struck out 52 batters in 32 innings with just 10 walks. Opponents hit 167. He's got a riding fastball with a curve and changeup, but it's his cutter that's the difference maker. Wilmer Flores got moved to Erie because of his eye-popping strikeout numbers at West Michigan. In 20 innings, Flores struck out 35 and walked two. He struck out seven more in his first start at AA in five shutout innings. Flores is a big kid with an upper 90s fastball, and he's got a big sweep. Breaking ball that wipes out both lefties and righties. Garrett Hill and Wilmer Flores. It wouldn't be a surprise to see either one wearing the old English D this year.